From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The images of Afghanistan that invade our living rooms these days are hardly inviting. A terrain of sand and stone strewn with landmines, populated by soldiers with heavy weapons. Afghanistan has been a battlefield for 20 years now, but it is also a land of ageless stories. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
When Noor Bobroksai was growing up in Afghanistan in the 1950s, schools were a rare commodity, but storytelling was not. Bobroksai, now a professor of biology at Central Missouri State University, says his early education came from stories. He remembers magical times, sitting by a fire, listening to the local storyteller.
We had an old lady who would visit us, and she was more like a grandma, and she knew all kinds of stories, and she would tell us every night. We would all beg her, and she will finally say, okay, and then, of course, she will tell us a long story, you know, which will go through all kind of magic and all kind of things, you know, to say the least. And that will be, you know, that's how we will go to sleep.
Many of the stories that Bobroksai remembers come from the Sufi tradition, the mystical branch of Islam. These Sufi teaching stories from Afghanistan and other parts of Central Asia were collected by the late Idris Shah. An Afghan-born writer who lived much of his life in Britain, Shah was an eloquent interpreter of the East for Western audiences. He turned some of these stories into children's books, including The Lion Who Saw Himself in the Water. The original version of this story was told by the Sufi poet Rumi. It's about a fearsome lion who's so afraid of his own reflection that he will not take a drink of water from the pond.
And Shere the Lion, king of the jungle, got thirstier and thirstier and thirstier and thirstier. And in the end he said,
I don't care. I've got to have water. I am terribly thirsty. I don't care about that lion in there or how fierce he is.
And he put his head into the water and began to drink.
I remember that story being told to me because I came home from school one day. I was very upset and children had been bullying me. And I remember that story actually helping me overcome my fear as a child.
Idris Shah's daughter, Syra, grew up in Britain listening to her father's stories. Syra Shah is a freelance journalist best known for her documentary about Afghanistan, Beneath the Veil. As a child, she was caught between two cultures. An outsider in Britain, Syra knew that eventually she would return to her father's homeland. But she was afraid she would be a stranger there as well.
I remember going to my father, I must have been 12 or 13, and saying, well, you know, I don't really come from anywhere, and if I did go to Afghanistan, how would I be able to adapt to the culture there? And he said, you don't understand that I've actually given you what you need of the culture in these stories.
The stories, says Syra Shah, don't give you information and facts about Afghanistan, but rather a feel for the culture.
When you actually travel in Afghanistan, you find so much more subtlety. You find amazing humor, sometimes quite a gentle, sometimes quite a zany humor, which I think comes through in these stories. And you find a sort of way of relating to the world that people have, quite a philosophical way, actually. And I think some of that spirit comes through in these stories.
And that, says Robert Ornstein, is exactly what Idris Shah set out to do with his versions of these ancient tales.
He's trying to give us the culture and the wisdom, which is sort of free of all the cultural trappings.
Ornstein is the president of the Institute for the Study of Human Knowledge, which publishes Idris Shah's stories as children's books. Unlike many Western fairy tales, Ornstein says, these stories do not try to tell a child what to do.
They often offer children different ways to deal with major conflicts. They're designed so that they kind of tweak the mind into unexpected areas so that basically it provides a template for looking at things in the world in a gentle and easy way.
The stories often have a message of peace. In Neem the Half-Boy, a little boy must confront a dragon in order to get the medicine he needs to become whole. He discovers that the beast breathes fire because he needs to cook his food. That piece of information provides the key to a solution that pleases everyone, even the dragon.
But I could give you the medicine so that you would not have to drive me away to get it. You could drink it, and you would become a whole boy. Then you could go and get me a stove, and I'd be able to do my cooking.
and I wouldn't have to blow fire all over people.
In keeping with Sufi tradition, these teaching stories can be experienced on many levels. A child may simply enjoy hearing them. An adult may analyze them in a more sophisticated way. Both may eventually benefit from the lessons within. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.